Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1251 in the writing is shir number 403. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about the subject of if one washed for bread, what is covered during the meal, what is not covered, meaning if it's not covered, one would have to make a separate bracha before eating or drinking it. If it is covered, so then one would not have to make a separate bracha before eating or drinking it. Now, as we mentioned, the after bracha is always going to be a birchas hamazon, is always going to be benching. In general, there are some exceptions we're not going to get into. Most of the exceptions don't really apply too much, whatever, these days, or most of the meals anyways. But be it as it may, for argument's sake, it's the birchas hamazon is the birchas hamazon is the after bracha. Now, items which are eaten during the course of the meal just for delight or pleasure and not for sustenance, right, like we've spoken about in the past, in other words, it's not the type of food that one would sit down to eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, right? So then in general, those are dessert type foods, and they usually are, would not be exempt by the original bracha of hamotzi. It would not be covered. The dessert type foods would not be exempt whether one actually eats them for dessert or one actually eats them as a snack. In other words, the bottom line is you don't have to eat it badafka for dessert, right? For example, if somebody wants to take a piece of chocolate in the middle of the meal, they're in the mood of a little piece of chocolate, but it's not dessert time. It's the main course is on the way, or you're in the middle of the main course, I want to take a piece of chocolate. You have to make a shahakal, even though one is going to say, what do you mean? I'm not eating dessert. It doesn't matter. When these type of foods that we're talking about are eaten during the course of the meal, then there are a few exceptions here and there, which are machloikasim, which we'll talk about, but the general concept is one has to make a bracha. So the famous case is a piece of chocolate, where it's basically not a machloikas. You take a piece of chocolate, you have to make a bracha, you have to make a shahakal, whatever part of the meal you plan on eating it. Okay, so dessert type foods would not be exempt, whether one actually eats them for dessert or whether they are eaten as a snack to munch on in the middle of the meal. So just to give some more examples, which Rabadna brings down in the Sefer, some more examples that this type of food is covered, which would not be covered, which would be fruits we spoke about, chocolates, candies, popcorn. A lot of times people munch on a little bit of popcorn, peanuts, cashews, almonds. These type of things are all not covered by the regular hamotzi. They are not eaten for sustenance. These are snack type foods, and therefore one has to make a bracha before consuming them during whatever part of the meal they plan on eating them. Okay, so these type of foods, whether or not one eats them before the main course, like we said, or during the main course, or wherever the case is, they would not be covered by the hamotzi. Now, many people have a misconception. Some of this firm bring down. Many people do have a misconception that only fruit desserts require a separate bracha. In other words, if it's a fruit dessert, I have to make another bracha, but nothing else. So we have to make sure everybody, we all understand that this is definitely false, and this is definitely not the case. It entails any type of snack type food which is eaten either during the meal or as a dessert. Okay. Now again, there are certain exceptions which running into machlekes. Cake we'll talk about, that's a separate thing. Appetizers we'll talk about. These are machlekes, and we have to talk about how to get around it, Bezras Hashem. What's the best way to work with those situations? Bishop Brewer talks about coffee, tea at the end of the meal could be a little bit of a problem. Do you make a bracha, do you not? But we'll see how that works when we cross that line. But just those are some, the foods we just mentioned are some more interesting cases. Popcorn, peanuts, almonds, those are all no machlekes. Those are all real standard snack type foods. Now, in reference to fruits, if one eats a fruit, for example, an apple, I'm in the middle of a meal, I'm mood for an apple, I'm mood for an orange, right? It's a nice, refreshing orange. So they would have to make a bracha of ho'eitz in the middle of the meal, right? I want to go take an apple in the middle of the meal, I have to make a ho'eitz. If one, for example, takes watermelon, you know what? It's a nice, refreshing watermelon. Again, it does not make a difference if you're eating it for dessert or not, right? I'm eating my main dish, and you know what? Let me go, a lot of times people sometimes at a chasna, or buy a dinner, or buy a mitzvah, whatever, and they have like a smorgasbord type table or Viennese type table with some nice watermelon over there, maybe some cantaloupe, and I'll take a plate of that, and then you know, just stop to eat it. I'm not nothing to do with my main dish. I'm just eating it like this. So this watermelon, cantaloupe, you would have to make a borei pri huadama, right? So again, it doesn't make a difference if it's ho'eitz. It doesn't matter if it's huadama. It doesn't matter if the type of bracha shahakal. If it's not the If it falls into this category, you have to make the proper bracha like you would make as though you did not wash for the first bracha. And the after bracha is covered, the hamotzi covers all these things. So it does not depend on the type of bracha as long as it's a fruit that one had, then one would have to make a separate bracha. Now, like we said, if in fact one eats these fruits or some fruits or certain fruits or fruit cocktail, these type of things as an appetizer, then a separate discussion in halacha is brought down. We'll have to talk about, and Bezras Hashem, we'll see what the details are when we, as they say, when we cross that bridge, we'll get to it. Hatzlacha and bracha, Kol Tov.